And good morning. It is 8:22. Joining us on the phone lines on Morning Edition on KASU is U.S. Senator Tom Cotton, who's joining us. And Senator Cotton, thanks for joining us. Good morning.
Hey, it's great to be on with you.
Thank you very much for being on this morning. Well, first of all, I know that your thoughts on the election and with the Trump administration and that. What are some of the things that you are wanting to see happen in the Trump administration?
Well, we've got a lot of promises that we have to deliver on. Donald Trump's promises and the Republican Party's promises. You know, if you just start out immediately from when he'll take office in January, we've got a Supreme Court vacancy to fill. Donald Trump had released a list of a couple dozen potential nominees. I think all of those would be strong candidates, and I hope that he moves forward with one of them soon so we can fill that vacancy in the early weeks of 2017. Donald Trump promised to rescind virtually all of Barack Obama's executive orders on immigration, on oil and gas exploration, on coal-fired utilities, things that matter immensely to Arkansans. He can do all that on day one. We need to reinvest in our military. I think immediately we need to spend up to $26 billion simply to keep our troops well equipped and supplied and trained if they're overseas or preparing to go overseas, to fund some of the unfunded requests that the Pentagon submitted to Congress that we weren't able to fund because of Barack Obama's budget this year. Longer term, we'd need to fundamentally reorient our immigration system. We have to build a wall. We have to enforce the laws inside of our country. And I think we need to look at reducing immigration pretty substantially. You know, we're letting in 1 million people every year into this country. Very few of those are based on employment skills or demonstrated economic need. So every 3 years, we're adding the population of Arkansas to our country. I think we need to refocus immigration policy on reuniting nuclear families, spouses, and kids, and on high-skilled and ultra-high-skilled jobs where we have some demonstrated needs, like medical professionals in rural Arkansas. Those are just a few of the very top priorities I see in the early days of the Trump administration.
You know, let's go back to the 60 Minutes interview that took place on Sunday night where President-elect Trump, seemed to take a little bit of a softer stance on some things like immigration. He said that maybe some fences might be better in some areas and still advocating for the wall. Are you concerned that maybe some of the things that he talked about and hit hard on the campaign, he might be more willing to negotiate on?
No, not at all, Jonathan. In fact, Donald Trump had said throughout the final months of the campaign that his focus on illegal immigrants in this country now would be on criminals, on gang members, on drug dealers, on violent felons. I think most Americans are astonished to learn that our federal government doesn't prioritize the apprehension and the deportation of violent illegal immigrants who have no right to be here to begin with. In terms of the border, what's critical, Jonathan, is that we have a physical barrier. Some places, like urban areas, it may require a wall, and other places, double-sided fencing with observation tools would be adequate. You know, this has happened in some parts of the border. It's happened in other countries like Israel. What's key, though, is that there be an actual physical barrier, not drones, not TV cameras, not ground sensors or any of the other shiny objects that politicians promise all the time but never seem to work. A barrier, whether it's a fence or a wall or some combination, it just sits there and it works, and it doesn't get sick, and it doesn't have to take the kids to parent-teacher conferences, and it doesn't complain about the heat or the cold or the snow or the rain. That's why we have fences around places like the White House. If they don't work on the border, then we shouldn't have them around the White House.
What gives you confidence that Donald Trump will carry out all of these things that he's said that he would do?
Well, Donald Trump campaigned on these promises, and there were, in no small measure, they're what helped him get elected, especially winning states that Republicans haven't won in a long time, states like Michigan and Pennsylvania and Iowa. And like any elected official, he knows that the people who voted for him expect him to deliver on his promises. Fortunately, we have a Republican Congress as well that I hope will help him deliver on those promises, because we made many of the very same promises. If we don't, there's another election in just 2 years. And while things look good for Republicans right now, Jonathan, politics can turn pretty quickly. And anyone that thinks they have a permanent majority usually finds himself in the minority pretty quickly.
Some people are really really upset, just to be honest with you, about Trump's win, because they're afraid that he's going to go in and undo everything that President Obama did over the past 8 years in his presidency. Do you feel it's really necessary that Republicans undo everything that Obama did?
Well, a lot of what President Obama did was not popular. It was not supported by elected majorities of the Congress, but it was pursued through executive action. That was the risk that President Obama took by not working with the Congress to enact his agenda. So much of that agenda from the Obama era will be overturned. I would encourage Donald Trump not to take that path, but rather to work with Congress to make his achievements more durable than they will be for President Obama. But ultimately, the voters spoke. And there's going to be change coming to Washington. The voters have wanted a change for a long time, and I hope that we're finally going to give it to them. Again, if we don't, we'll be held accountable in 2 years. There's some talk last week about the Obamacare bill and how Donald Trump said we want to continue providing coverage for people who have pre-existing conditions. I fully agree, but that's the result, Jonathan. That's not a policy. Barack Obama's policy was misguided. His policy was to mandate a bunch of policies and force you to buy insurance and drive up the price of it. We have better ideas for how we can achieve those same results that so many Americans are concerned that we achieve.
U.S. Senator Tom Cotton joining us here on KASU. So, Senator, what would you say, which actually perfectly leads into, it's a nice segue into what I was going to talk to you about next, was one of the things that's been talked about is a special session of Congress being held to immediately repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. So how would that work? How would you see that working?
Well, the Congress is already going to be in session. We'll come back in session on January 3rd and get to work on some of Donald Trump's nominees and be prepared to hit the ground running on January 20th. So we will be in session from before the day he's sworn in to and the weeks after that. And I expect he'll have a very robust legislative package that he submits early and wants to complete, if not in the first 100 days, at least I would hope in the first 6 or 7 months of the year. And I look forward to that because it's a long 4 years butting our head up against the wall with President Obama and his refusal to deal with Congress to try to solve some of these problems.
What do you say to some of those people who are already enrolled in Obamacare?
Well, as Donald Trump said, we want to make sure that everyone who has coverage keeps that coverage. Now, it may not be exactly what it looks like under Obamacare because oftentimes that coverage doesn't fit individual and family needs and it costs too much. But one of the problems with Obamacare is it did, in fact, cost people to lose their insurance. And that's continued over the last 3 years as Obamacare has been fully implemented. So we want to achieve the same results that Barack Obama was shooting at, like covering people who were already sick or getting more people covered or driving down the price of health insurance. We simply think that Obamacare made those problems worse and that our ideas will help solve those problems.
So what are some of the ideas to help solve those problems? What would it look like ideally for you?
Well, so for instance, rather than, mandating every single element of your insurance policy, let people choose their own policies. 5 years ago, before I was married and had children, I didn't need a plan with pediatric care and pediatric dental and so forth. Now I very much do. The dentist and school teacher from Yell County, Arkansas, who are in their late 50s and have grandkids, not kids, they don't need that either. So let's eliminate all the mandates that have been driving up the price of insurance. Then you can eliminate the individual mandate that requires people to buy that insurance that they can no longer afford. We can, say, provide tax credits for everyone who doesn't get insurance through their employer so they can have the money they need to buy the insurance that suits their particular situation. Those are just a few very basic ideas that are much simpler than Obamacare, and I think would achieve the goals that President Obama aimed at but missed because Obamacare was so complicated and so centralized and so bureaucratic.
What do you think about the state exchanges that are in many states like Arkansas? Do you think that Arkansas should end Arkansas Works?
So that'll be a broader question about the Medicaid expansion of Obamacare. What I would like to see, rather than just focusing on that particular part of Obamacare, which is distinct from the insurance exchange, is that we have a broader review of Medicaid itself, because Medicaid is in many ways a broken program. It provides insurance to some people who are in really deep need, like the disabled or elderly poor and so forth. But it's been running over costs and it's been under-delivering for decades. A lot of people in Arkansas have Medicaid and they simply can't get doctor's appointments because doctors don't want to be paid such low rates. So we need to take a broader look at Medicaid and we need to allow, governors like Governor Hutchinson, who has sought waivers and exemptions from Medicaid in the past, but been denied by an Obama administration to relook at those in a Trump administration.
We've got about 30 seconds left. A lame duck session is underway. What do you expect to come out of the lame duck session of Congress?
My preference would be not much, because you have a lot of people here who are no longer accountable to the voters. And with a President Trump coming in, there's a lot of change that's going to be coming. So I'd like to see us, you know, keep the government funded, reauthorize the Iran Sanctions Act, maybe pass a few smaller bills that have been pending and just haven't been able to get on the calendar, and then move on to a new administration.
U.S. Senator Tom Cotton, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate you being with us here at KASU. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, and happy early Thanksgiving to everyone.
All right, you too. Thank you. That's with Senator Tom Cotton, and you can listen to all of those interviews that we do, our congressional interviews, or our podcast here on KASU. Sign up for the podcast on KASU.org, and you can subscribe. It can come right to your mobile device every time that we have new interviews.